darkness, reaching for the light, searching for the answers hidden by the lies, knowing there was more I could not see. Grace unveiled the truth, and now I can believe, and I will praise you. My soul within me sings, Lord, I will praise you. Promise of your love for me, listening with my heart through silent tears, words of truth and life wash away my fears, and I will praise you. My soul within me sings, Lord, I will praise you.
Welcome to this week's edition of Overflow Ministries radio broadcast. I'm Cindy Lucas, founder of Overflow Ministries. Well, I hope and pray that you are having a blessed year so far in 2010. We are having an exciting year in Overflow Ministries. I just want to take a couple of minutes to update you on some things that are going on. We are beginning a new arm of ministry called Community Corner. We are going to be meeting and gathering with several other ministries and churches in our county and different denominations. And we're going to be working together to do some outreach ministry around the area of East End United Methodist Church in Lawrenceburg. For many years, God has called me to bring a message to the church about reaching outside the doors and going beyond the four walls of the church. And while I have done that in efforts by myself, God is allowing me now to connect with other ministries and other churches to do that in a broader way than I can do that on my own. And so I am very excited about that. I'm very blessed to be able to be a part of that. And we would just really appreciate your prayers for that endeavor. It's going to take a lot of work and a lot of commitment. And I'm sure there's a lot of things that we're going to encounter and experience that we weren't planning on. But I know that this is something that God has called us to, and I know that it's going to be a source of great, great blessing for all of us in Lawrence County in the coming months. But what I really wanted to share with you today, what's really been on my heart, is to share with you something that is very dear to my own heart, and that is music and singing. Now, I've been singing for as long as I can remember. For those of you who are close to me, you know that singing is not just something that I do. It is part of who I am. I mean, if there's ever occasion that I'm actually not talking, I'm usually humming or singing. And while it's a blessing for me and I enjoy it, I know sometimes it gets on my family's nerves because I'm just constantly humming or singing a tune. But it's actually something that God has blessed me with, And to be able to sing is a way of being able to express myself in a way that is different than just talking. It's a form of communication that not only allows me to connect with people in churches and different places that I'm able to go, but it allows me to connect with God. There are times when I am by myself, when I just sing songs to the Lord, and I just worship Him and just thank Him for all that He's done in my life. Psalm 147:1 says, "How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting it is to praise Him." Psalm 149 says, "To sing to the Lord a new song." Psalm 150 says, "Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and the flute. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." You know, we are instructed in the Bible to sing and to give praise to God for a reason. Part of the reason is because singing is actually a weapon that we can use, not just against the enemy, but to help in our lives. The Psalms were written for us to read through and sing through. These were actually songs that they sang during times of battle, during times of depression, during times of struggle. Yes, during times of praise and good things going on. Singing is to be a part of our lives all the time. It's not just something that we have been given to entertain us. It is actually a weapon. It is actually something, it's a tactic that God has given us to learn how to use. And I think it's important for us to understand why God wants us to sing and give praises to Him. Part of the reason is because singing actually changes the atmosphere around us. When we sing and give praise to God, everything around us becomes charged with the supernatural influence of God. The Bible says in Psalm 22:3 that God is enthroned and inhabits the praises of His people. You see, as we sing and give praise to God, because He is enthroned and He inhabits the praises of His people, as we sing and give praise to God, He draws near to that. He comes into that presence, and His presence becomes a part of that atmosphere. So I can't encourage you enough that if you're going through times of stress or difficulty or gloom or depression, to lift your voice to the Lord and sing to Him a new song. Psalm 32:7 says that He surrounds us with songs of deliverance. It is a song that makes a way where there seems to be no way. God wants us to sing unto Him with a voice of triumph, and to know that He has made a way through our songs to change our mourning into dancing.
When I cry, You dry my tears. When I'm scared, You calm my fears. Lord, You understand the longings of my heart. When You call, I won't say no. Where You lead, I want to go. Jesus, everything
There's a great example of how God uses singing to bring victory to people in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The people of Israel were facing a battle with their enemies. So Jehoshaphat, their leader, called for a time of prayer and fasting. He confessed to God that apart from his wisdom and guidance, they would not be victorious in this battle. In verse 12, Jehoshaphat cries out, "Oh, our God, we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." The first thing that Jehoshaphat did was turn his eyes away from the problem and face God. We have to remember when we're facing times of trouble that the problem will manifest and be bigger than God if we keep looking at it. God wants us to turn our attention away from the problem and turn our focus to Him so that He can lead us and guide us and give us His solution. After Jehoshaphat finished praying and telling God the situation that they were facing and confessing their need for God's help, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men and prophesied to Jehoshaphat that this battle would be won through God's hand. Jehoshaphat and all the people then bowed their faces to the ground and worshiped the Lord. Now you have to remember that at this point, nothing has changed except that one of the persons has received a word of knowledge from the Lord and then given that word, prophesied that word as to the outcome of the situation. The people's worship acknowledged that God's word would come to pass and that they would be successful in their endeavor. I know that this is true because of what Jehoshaphat says in verse 20. He says, "Listen to me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God and you will be established. Believe his prophets." Jehoshaphat recognized and understood the importance of honoring God's word through the prophets. It was a matter of life and death. The Believer's Study Bible links prayer and praise together by saying that our praise is the thank you for the request that we have prayed to God for. And that's a good way to see praise. We praise God because He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything that we can hope, ask, or think. And our praise and our worship actually say to God, "We believe that you are able and that you will bring us victory in this." Jehoshaphat's next move was to appoint singers to praise God and to position them in front of the army. Now to us, that sounds like an absolutely ridiculous thing. Can you imagine President Obama calling for singers to go over and start singing in front of the armies that are deployed there? God's wisdom always overrules what we think should be done. As the singers went out in front of the army, remember I said God inhabits the praises of his people. God's presence actually went before them and made a way for them. The singers were declaring God's faithfulness before it actually happened. God's response was that his presence went before them and defeated the enemy. So just like the prophecy predicted, they didn't even have to fight because their enemies ambushed each other. All they had to do was go in and reap the booty. Now that's what I call victory.
Of his faithfulness, sing unto the one who gives us life. Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
We give blessing and honor to your name. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. You are great,
great, great to be praised.
That singing will destroy every problem in your life. I can't guarantee you that all your problems are just going to go away if you just decide to start singing. But I can guarantee you that you can face your problems with more peace and more joy when you have a song of praise to God in your heart and coming out of your mouth. I tell people all the time to sing, especially when you don't feel like it. Because more than anything else you can do to drive the enemy crazy, singing is at the top of the list. Part of the reason for that is because Satan was actually created to be the angel that delivered worship to God. Ezekiel 28 tells us that his inward parts were made of timbrels and pipes, and that he was covered with every precious jewel imaginable. Every time Lucifer moved, he produced music and reflected God's glory. His beauty was amazing. But because he wanted to receive and keep the worship for himself rather than give it to God, he was cast down to earth. Now he is forced to watch and listen to millions of Christians declare and sing God's praises and reflect his image in the earth. That makes Satan furious. So he does everything he can to keep us from singing, including making us think we can't sing good or that we can't carry a tune. You know what? None of that matters to God. His only instruction for us is to sing. Ephesians 4 tells us to sing. Sing psalms and hymns. And by the way, all the psalms that were crafted were done so with musical instruments. So we are supposed to sing and make melody to the Lord with all of our hearts. We're supposed to sing and shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. We're supposed to play musical instruments. And some of you are great at that. And others just, we just have a voice of triumph to sing to God. But the point is to make a joyful noise to the Lord. To declare in the midst of your problem and in the midst of your circumstances that God is good all the time. And one of the greatest ways we can do that is through a song. And you know what? If you find yourself at a place where you're just too gloomy and you cannot muster up a song in your heart, then put in a Christian CD and let the melodies of praise lift your spirit. Pretty soon you'll find that your gloom has dissipated and your countenance is lifting. God wants you to know that one of your greatest weapons against gloom and depression is right under your nose, just waiting to be used. So lift up your voice and sing to the Lord a new song.
He sets my feet on the right path and shows. Thanks for tuning in today. We hope you have been encouraged and uplifted by today's message. Be sure to visit www.cindylucas.com to learn more about Overflow Ministries. That website again is www.cindylucas.com. And while there, you can download a free podcast of this program to share with your friends. You can read Cindy's testimony, order music CDs, send prayer requests, and make contributions to this ministry. If you would like to invite Cindy to come to your church, conference, or other ministry event, please contact her at 931-766-2536. That number again is 931-766-2536. Until next time, may the peace of God overflow in your life.